Well, Nancy, I just want to know one thing. Have carbohydrates been rehabilitated yet? Because for a while, it was like carbohydrates, spawn of the devil. And I was reading things where people were assigning almost satanic properties to them, like they had evil intent on you. So is it okay now? Can we talk about that, or are we going to get flamed?
Well, Dr. Atkins, I was hoping you were going to ask that, because I think we should talk about the kind of wonderful starches that would go along with some of those great chicken dishes we were talking about last week.
Okay, let's wallow in starch. What I made with the chicken dish, I made Lynn Casper's buttermilk mashed potato. And these are not merely mashed potatoes which have had some buttermilk mixed into them. No, they are mashed potatoes in which the potatoes are actually boiled in buttermilk until the buttermilk is gone, man.
So man, that sounds like a great idea. I don't know about that one.
It's really good. You just boil them down there. You slice them real thin, boil them in buttermilk and water, and then start mashing them while they're still in the pot. And just keep the heat on, keep stirring so they don't scorch until you get the consistency that you want.
Well, you know, every time I roast a chicken, I use this very nice rack that holds it up off of the roasting pan, and it's a pain in the butt to clean. What should I say instead of butt?
What's wrong with butt?
Okay, and it's a pain in the butt to clean. So finally I thought, you know, why am I wasting my time with this? I sliced up some nice Yukon Gold potatoes, kind of thick, put a little olive oil on the bottom, layered them in the bottom, and let all the juices from the chicken go down into those potatoes and roast while the chicken's roasting. And man, are those delicious.
Oh, that is such a delightfully louche idea. I love it. Well, what other kinds of starches can we talk about?
Of heavy carbohydrates?
Yeah.
To me, there's nothing better than putting a nice sweet potato, or yam, actually, is my preference.
Can I just ask you one question? Is there a difference between sweet potatoes and yams?
Yes. A yam is a yam, and a sweet potato is a sweet potato. They're a different tuber altogether.
Like Popeye says, I am what I am.
I am what I am. But those nice, gorgeous red yams, those are what I love, and I love to eat the skin. And they're really good for you, so long as you don't put 10 tons of butter on them like I always do. What about rice? You know, in my family, we have the potato-rice fight all the time because my boys are rice guys and I'm more of a potato person. But one of the rices I love to cook is a recipe that came out of a Seattle Best Places cookbook from Raga, the Indian restaurant in Kirkland. And it's a very simple basmati rice recipe that calls for you to first saute some onions with cardamom, and I think there's some cumin in there. It takes about 10 minutes to steam the rice, and it's really fragrant, really delicious, and really quick. But of course, not half as quick as that fabulous Trader Joe's frozen brown rice. Do you know about this?
Oh, my heavens. I cannot believe you were buying ready-made cooked rice.
Don't yell at me until you try it, because it costs, I think I'm going to say, about $1 a pouch. And when you can cook delicious, good for you, smells good, tastes good, brown rice in 3 minutes when you come home from work and you're fixing something quick a la minuet. Is that how you say that? Come on
already. 30 minutes to make rice and it cooks by itself.
Yeah, you're right, Stein. Forget about the Trader Joe's frozen brown rice. How about some nice rice-a-roni instead?
Ooh.
The San Francisco Treat.
You can post all your comments on kplu.org. Just click on food. And you can also find a link to Nancy's food blog, All You Can Eat, at kplu.org. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm Dee Stein.